So we sorry. Sorry, let me get to my little summary here. sorry, I guess I don't have it in front of me, but just to say that we are proposing a 150, 15 room, approximately 65,000 square foot hotel located at 2026 Central Avenue Southwest. Currently also has the address of 2034 Willis Place Southwest. As you may remember, we were recently in front of the DHO for a subdivision application to combine the two lots. And we are getting really close to having that completed. My understanding is that the city engineer is the last signature that's pending for this for that request. And as soon as that happens, then it'll all be technically one lot. And so we are property zoned MXM, and it is next to a transit center right across the street. And there's a median there. In the median, there's a major transit center. And so it's also in an urban center, Main Street urban center and premium transit area. So we are here because we want to develop this hotel, and we're just trying to get comments and approval eventually.
All right. Thank you very much for that introduction, Juanita. So we'll next go to DFT comments. Let's start with Water Authority. Andre?
Okay, this is Andre Hull. I'm covering for David. David pretty much looked at this plan, and you already have an availability statement which identified the requirements for water and sewer service. He listed that on the infrastructure list, he wanted to make sure that you show that you're having to upgrade or replace the 4-inch water line on, I can't read the side street, Willis Place with a 6-inch. And there's also a new fire hydrant on that leg. He had some comments here. Yeah, this would have to go through work order. And I guess he wanted to see some notes added on to the utility plan regarding the cross connection inspection and the pretreatment inspection. I think you have these comments in
Yes,
writing.
we do. We do. So our engineer is we forwarded these comments to the engineer, and I do not believe he is here today. Ron Hensley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, Ron. Can you address any of those comments?
Well, we submitted an infrastructure list that indicates a 6-inch water line and fire hydrant on Willis from Rio Grande to the site.
And do you have two fire hydrants on that one? I was looking for that infrastructure list. I couldn't find it.
There's just a single fire hydrant at our site.
Okay, I thought you needed two fire hydrants per the Fire One plan.
There's a new hydrant that will be installed as part of the utility connection through DMD and through service connection on Central.
Okay, that'll have to be in a work order.
Well, I believed it would be part of the connection and not actually infrastructure, but we could add it to the work order, I mean, the infrastructure list. Because I don't believe it'll be part of the work order set. I believe it'll be part of the DMD and service connection that we make in Central.
Okay, normally, if there's a water line replacement, it has to go through work order, and we would want everything included that's water and sewer in that work order. So you can't split up a work order and a connection permit.
Okay, so you'd want the service taps and fire line for the hotel in there as well?
Yes, included with the work order plans to replace the 4-inch water line and install a new fire hydrant. So it'd all be one work order.
I just think the service connections are more easily handled under that process rather than the work order process, but it doesn't make a difference to me.
No, this is just standard procedure that if there's a work order, then you include everything and you don't split up connection permit and work order. So on your infrastructure list that's up there, I only see one fire hydrant, and the Fire One plan required two fire hydrants, which is what you're required.
So we could add the other hydrant, the fire line, and the 2-inch water service.
Yes. Okay. Is there a fire line?
Yes.
It's an unmetered fire line. Is there an unmetered fire line?
Yes, there is.
Okay, you need to add that also.
That's why I had mentioned it. Okay.
All right.
Hi, Andre. This is Jay. I just want to confirm. So we're going to need a revised infrastructure list for Mr. Hensley. Okay, just confirming. All right, thanks. All right, does that conclude your comments, Andre?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go to code enforcement. I believe, Jacob, you'll be doing the code enforcement comments for this case. I'm not hearing you, Jacob. We're not hearing you.
One second.
Okay, there we go.
We can hear you now, Jacob.
Hello?
Yep. You're good.
You guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So for code enforcement comments, he has property is zoned MXM, is located in an area of change, and is located within the major transit, premium transit, and Main Street corridors. Must meet dimensional standards per IDO 51D, table 512. Please show setbacks more clearly on the site plan. Please show calculations and or measurements on the site plan to show how you are meeting unique requirements for urban center, Main Street, and premium transit areas, IDO 51D2, regarding setback in relation to sidewalk width and percent of front property line occupied by front building. See the excerpt in the notes. Parking calculations appear correct as cited, utilizing maximum 50% reductions allowed. 20% for Main Street corridor and area of change, IDO 55C5A, and 30% for proximity to transit, IDO 55C5C1. Submittal indicates how it will comply with neighborhood edge requirements as per IDO 59 in regards to building height and distance requirements from the R1 properties to the south. Code enforcement has no further comments.
Okay, thank you. We intend on addressing the site plan measurements by kind of zooming in that area and just, you know, creating a drawing just that focuses on that front part there to identify how we're meeting those requirements.
All right, thank you, Juanita. I think in this case, if there's any follow-up questions you have, you probably need to follow up with Jeff on this because we're just relaying on comments from code enforcement.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Jacob. Let's go to Parks. Whitney, are you here? Let's see, I don't see Whitney in the chat room. Let me see. Did you receive comments, Juanita, from Whitney last night?
I was just about to check. I did receive some comments from some of our other cases, but I don't believe I received comments for this one. Let me just.
All right.
But yeah, I don't remember seeing comments for.
Let me see. I've got her comment, all of her comments listed here. Let me see if she sent us.
Jay, it's her first email. I just opened her comment memo.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Tell you what, I'll just forward this to you, Juanita. I'll just forward all of them. But
okay. Sorry. Yes, I did. I did receive them now. I'm seeing them now.
You're seeing them? Okay.
Yes.
Let me see what she's got here. See if we need to cover anything. She mentions that due to site conditions along Central, the street tree frontage requirements of 560 of the IDO will be difficult to accommodate. And then she notes, and this is a good comment from her. She notes the option of submitting an alternative landscaping plan, Juanita.
Oh, okay.
What we could do is, if you want to go that route, we're not ready to approve this site plan today anyways.
Right.
You can work with it. Have you submitted one of these before?
No.
All right. We'll give you instructions. It's pretty simple in that there's not very many submittal items in an alternative landscape plan submittal. You submit to Planters, our regular email intake inbox, and it'll go to probably.
I think so.
Sorry. I thought somebody was speaking there. It'll go to our planning staff. It'll go to Whitney and Parks. And it'll ultimately be approved by Michael Voss, a zoning enforcement officer. But you would just then include that with your site plan submittal. It would need to be approved before the site plan can be approved. But as we know, this site plan isn't ready to be approved just yet. So anyways, just we can provide more information after the meeting as to how to apply for that. But it's pretty simple.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, well, it sounds like we need to work on that like right away. So we could try to get that approval ahead of the next time we come around.
Yeah, and Hannah Alec, she was our planner who reviewed this site plan for planning. Maybe she has more to offer. Maybe you don't even need to apply for one, but just Whitney mentioning that alternative landscaping plan option, I wanted to just briefly mention that, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's also a faster option than if yep. you needed a variance, for example. It would
yes.
It's a lot quicker than and much better alternative with in regards to landscaping anyway.
Okay. Yeah, in a nutshell, Juanita, you just have to compensate any landscaping that you can't plant in the street frontage elsewhere on the site. So okay. You got to meet the overall IDO requirements for 5-6, but you can meet it in other locations on the site if there are constraints that prevent you from meeting street frontage, landscaping requirements. So,
okay. Sounds great.
All right. Let's go to hydrology next. Tiquan
Geo Hydrology. Hydrology has approved grading drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of July 5th, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you,
Tiquan. All right, thanks, Tiquan. Let's go to Ernest with transportation.
Ernest Dormihoe, transportation. Transportation has an approved TCL dated August 8th, 2023. We have no objection.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ernest. Let's go to planning next, Hannah.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Any comments? So I first want to mention the planning application that you guys have had approved. And I'm sure you're aware that before that gets signed off, we can't sign off on the site plan. Just wanted to mention that. I know that is pretty close to getting signed off and recorded and everything. I wanted to ask you, there was a rendering in your application. Was that an accurate rendering or was that just a prototype?
I can answer that. I'm the architect, and yes, that is accurate rendering. It's not a prototype. It's a prototype on the inside with the rooms, but the exterior is not.
Okay, thank you. Because we didn't have color rendered elevations and we're gonna need those, I just wanted to make sure how close. It looked really nice. We just wanted to make sure how close it was to what you have designed. If you can provide us with color rendered versions of your elevation, that would be great. And I also wanted to ask you guys, there is an existing billboard on this property. Are there any plans for that? Is that going to stay or is that going to get removed?
It'll remain.
Okay. And then I had some comments on numbers. Numbers didn't match, like lot area, net lot area. If you can correct all those numbers on all the plans, all the site plan sheets that show those. And I, on the sidewalk that Whitney had made comments for alternative landscaping plan, I just wanted to clarify, your landscape plan does not show the sidewalk. However, your site plan does show that there is like landscape buffer. But your site plan is actually showing that the landscape buffer still exists. I just wanted to clarify that and see if that strip is going to stay or what the plans are.
So, and you're talking about the landscape buffer along Central Avenue?
Yes.
So yes, the intent is to have all of that infrastructure remain and then expand the sidewalk onto our property.
Okay, because there is existing trees, I'm seeing existing trees
right
on the street view. Are there any plans? Should they be removed? Are they gonna stay or?
My understanding is that they are going to stay.
Okay. Okay. And then, so Whitney was correct because I think you need more street trees. You already have two. They seem like they're in good shape. But as far as the alternative landscaping plan, just like Jay mentioned, you're going to have to place those trees elsewhere on the site. And that's a really fast review. I review the alternative landscaping plans. That's not going to hold you up or anything, but we will need to, it needs to be, your landscaping plan needs to be approved under an alternative landscaping plan. And there needs to be a short, probably paragraph explaining why, you know, you weren't able to put those trees or why you needed to apply for an alternative landscaping plan. It's not that complicated. So I just wanted to concur with Jay and Robert on that. And then I had some landscape comments that are pretty typical. The city forester actually looked at your landscaping plan and they asked for larger canopy trees in areas that is more spacious. There's enough room for a larger canopy. So if you can propose some of those trees, and they also made comments on specific species that are not seeming to, you know, do well right now in Albuquerque. That's included in your comments. The rest of the comments are pretty much, oh, and I think those two street trees you can count towards your existing vegetation credit. And then there are a couple of areas on your site that you will need buffering per edge buffer standards. One is next to the RML property to the west of your site, and one is towards the south edge of your property where your property is abutting R1C. And all the codes and numbers are included in the memo. Let me know if you have any questions about those. And everything else is pretty typical. I think once we receive your elevations, we could make more comments or, you know, hopefully approve those. And then I wanted to ask if there were any walls and fences on this property that were going to remain.
Yes, I can answer that. There is a 6-foot CMU wall next to the property on the west, the RML, I think it is, and there's a wall to the south property that I don't know the height of. I'm going to get that verified all along the south side of the property. And that is where the other R zoning is. So, and those are going to remain.
Thank you for confirming that. And I think those will help you with the buffering requirements, since you could do all either vegetation or walls. And I believe code enforcement had some comments on those. Just make sure they comply with the codes under 5.7 walls and fences. My last question would be, is this site plan updated? Is it accurate, or is this going to change?
No, yes, it is current. No, I hope it's not going to change.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Do you guys have any questions?
No, but I guess so. There are lots of comments that are provided beyond the landscaping, and I'm not sure if you were going to go over those other ones, but it seems like for us, the best route would be to respond to each of those comments that you have, so we can demonstrate or confirm how we are meeting each of these requirements that you have questioned, I guess.
Correct.
The best approach.
Yes, I agree. And most of the comments are either add notes to the plan or just respond to us how, you know, it was met or if there was like a refuse area. I wasn't able to locate the loading zone that you had referred to. So I guess those are, like you said, just briefly explain. Doesn't need to be too long. I don't want you to have to spend too much time on it, just even one sentence of or where it is, or and I can work with you after this meeting also if you have any other questions.
If I can add one thing, the loading area is just west of the dumpster there. There's a little area to the above it. So
okay.
Yeah,
oh, I see. Right there. I see. Thank you. Thanks for confirming that. Okay. Thank you guys so much. This project looks really nice. I really like it.
Well, thanks. Hopefully we can get it built.
Yes, I hope so too.
Thanks, Hannah. Hey, Hannah, can you confirm?
Yes,
so, Juanita, you can confirm this too in earnest. So I believe that the sidewalk is being depicted as meeting the IDODPM requirements now, correct?
I believe so, and I think Ernest can confirm that also. I'm seeing a 6-foot landscape buffer and a 10-foot sidewalk. I believe those comply with the standards. Am I right, Ernest?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we went all through this through the platting.
Well, it looks like, I mean, I thought they required at least a 10-foot wide sidewalk, and they had a 6, and they requested a waiver. And the waiver was approved, but we had the waiver expire at the time that the existing building along Central, which was preventing the widening of the sidewalk, was demolished or proposed to be demolished, as well as when a site plan for future development is submitted, which is what we're reviewing here. Just want to clarify and make sure that we don't need any more. We don't need another waiver or DHO determination or a determination or anything like that for the sidewalk or the landscape buffer.
Go ahead.
I was going to say if this building gets built, we will demolish the building that's there and build the sidewalk to the 10-foot width.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Yeah. Well, just make sure that we don't that we're good on that, because we had a very unorthodox condition of approval for the sidewalk waiver that was approved just a few weeks ago with the plat. So great, good to know. And just to let you know, Juanita, I believe it's just Shahab Diaz-Ardiz assigned the plat for, as city engineer. And once he does, I'll remind him today. And once he does, I'll get that to you guys so that you can get it recorded. I mean, that's one of the issues that's preventing you from getting approved or at least signed off for the site plan. So I'll try to see if Mr. Bizar can sign that plat today so you can get it recorded.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So do you have any more questions, Juanita or Glenn? All right. Well, the next DFT. All right. Thank you. The next DFT meeting is going to be on May the 15th. For the second submittal, just FYI, Juanita, because we usually work with you on plats, but not site plans. For the second submittal, you know, when you submit it, we'll schedule you on the next DFT meeting we can. You're free to show up if you want to go over any remaining staff comments that we have on the site plan, but you're not expected to. But again, it's your option. So second submittal on, we sometimes meet with applicants if they really want to, but you know, sometimes we don't. Okay. It is totally up to you. It's not like a DHO hearing where you have to show up for the hearing. This is just an informal meeting anyway. So just giving you the heads up for future, you know, for the future submittal on that.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Yep. No problem. All right. So let's go next to